Today's topic is about absorption and release of mercury in soils. Actually, this topic about 17 years ago, Dr. Amaker and then conducted the experiment, used the isotope to do the mercury absorption desorption. And then after that, the group in Delaware and then Dr. Allen's group did some research about mercury, and then recently, and then they studied the mercury in sediment in Dr. DeLong's group. So a lot of research did some. But we today we will show some results about the mercury absorption and release in the Louisiana soil, and then. Our objective is to quantify the mercury retention and release in Louisiana soil, and then quantify the effect of organic matter removed on mercury retention. And then another one is we try to describe the extent of mobility or transport of mercury in different soils. And then last, we try to describe or model the mercury retention and transport in soil. Here is our experiment method. Absorption. We select 24 hours reaction time as the reaction time because apparently soil Cuisson equilibrium time we finished in the 24 hours. So. We take three different property soil, which we can know organic matter is a little different, and then we see the particle distribution the Sharkey clay, and then it's very clay content is very high, and then Oliver loam and Winder sand, and we take the acid washed sand as the reference. This is our experiment. First, we add 30 mu solution with 6 concentration of mercury into the centrifuge tube. The solid and the solution ratio is 1 to 10. During the experiment, the pH and EH was monitored throughout the experiment. And then here is our absorption isocyan after 24 hours reaction. As expected, we know a very high mercury absorption was observed on all three soils. And then about 93% to 99% added mercury was absorbed on the soils. And then the comparison of absorption capacity of mercury on soil follow the sequence: Sharkey clay, Oliver loam, and Winder sand. And then this sequence might due to particle distribution and then organic matter content. Because we just have three soil, we can actually this sequence is the same to the particle distribution, especially the clay content. But we just only use three soils, so we cannot make a conclusion. There are linear relationship between clay content in soil and then mercury absorption. Oh, okay. Compared to reference soil, reference sand, we know there are only 34% to 95%. Of mercury was absorbed on the reference sand. After we try to evaluate the contribution of soil organic matter on mercury absorption, we remove the organic matter, use the hydrogen peroxide. This is the result. From this finger, we can know compare the untreated soil, removed organic matter dramatically decreased the mercury absorption on the soil. This is a result was also found in the, this is winter sand, also found in the olivinal and shaky clay. These are three soil after remove the organic matter result. We use the frenetic sorption equation to fit those isotherm curves. Here we can see, compare untreated soil, the bonding strength decrease dramatically. So here, there we didn't get. And then this is a reference sand. And we also see the N value dimensionless value after remove the organic matter didn't change too much. This is absorption compared with different soil. We see sand is only 34% to 96%. And then after 24 hours reaction absorption, we conduct the desorption procedure, which here we use the mercury-free calcium nitrate as a background solution to decant the supernatant. This decant supernatant repeated for 10 times for every, we take the sample every 24 hours. This procedure was repeated for 10 times. This procedure, and then this is some result about winter sand. Winter sand, we can see the way input for the first name, for the upper name, the input concentration is 20 parts per million, but we just release about 40 parts per billion. So in the total, after 10 steps, only 4 to 10% mercury, absorbed mercury, was released into the solution. So you know, you can see the release percentage is very low. And then this is also was shown in the olive alone, the same, less than 1% for the low concentration. For high concentration, is less than 4% was released. And then the unexpected low concentration was observed in the desorption of on clay soil, on shaky clay. So here we didn't put the graph of the about the shaky clay. Here is the reference sand desorption. We can see the first three steps. First 3 to 4 steps, the release almost finished, and then only 58% mercury was released during the 10 times release procedure. This is we can refer to the irreversible or incomplete recovery was referred to the hysteresis. We can see here, this is absorption amount and then concentration in the solution. This hysteresis very significant in the soil sand, even in the soil sand. This is some condition pH and EH during the absorption and desorption. We can see this is a redox oxidation condition. And then next we'll introduce the transport experiment. We use the this set. This is a container and bump those solution through the bump to soil column. The soil column is uniform packed, and we use the fraction collector to collect those sample, and after collect those sample, we send it to ICP to test, or the mercury evaporate to test those mercury concentration. And then during the experiment, the steady flow, water flow was maintained. And then before the mercury input, we used the tritium as the tracer, and then to get the D dispersion coefficient. The initial concentration for each pulse is 8 parts per million. And after the mercury pulse, we use the mercury free solution to leaching the colon. This is a experiment condition of three colon. For Windsor, we put 10 pulse. For Oliver, put 10 pulse. For reference sand, we just use five pulse. Actually, for the reference sand, we use the 5 centimeter long. For Windsor and Oliver, we use 10 centimeter long colon. And then this is a dispersion coefficient we got from the tritium tracer and a breakthrough curve. This is tritium breakthrough curve. We can see from a reference sand, this is symmetric, very symmetric. And then just putting 2 point per volume into the soil column. This is a Windsor sand tritium breakthrough curve. A little unsymmetric. This is tritium in the Oliver sand. This kind of tailing was observed in the aggregated soil before Dr. Sling group, before the mercury breakthrough curve. We can see on Windsor sand, there is no significant peak or maximum concentration was observed during the experiment. Totally, the release, the recovery of mercury from soil column, just less than 1%. This very significant irreversible site was also in the Oliver loam. See, there is also no maximal concentration or no peak here. And but we'll show the mercury breakthrough on the reference sand. There is obviously peak and then concentration maximum show in the transport in the sand. And then the white one is the measure we observed data. And then the solid curve is the, we use the multi-reaction model to predict. The later we'll show the parameter, some parameter. With the multi-reaction model, we assume on the soil there are several sites, equilibrium sites, kinetic with consecutive irreversible sites, concurrent irreversible sites. This is key is the corresponding coefficient. This is the equation. And then comparison of parameter and the goodness of fit. What is the M1, M2, M3, M4? We just use here, we can see, we use assume there are two sites, kinetic site and then irreversible site. And then this we got a coefficient and then R mean square. And then M2 is we assume equilibrium site, kinetic site, and then irreversible site. M4 with the full model, with the three sides. This is some parameter. And preliminary finding from the our study, mercury sorption capacity for the sequence Sharkey, clay, Oliver loam, Windsor sand. Mercury sorption isotherm was highly nonlinear. The removal of organic matter resulting in a decrease of sorption of capacity for all three soils. The desorption procedure resulting in little mercury desorbed from all three soils. Breakthrough curve of mercury exhibited in consistent patterns with mass recovery less than 1% in all three soils. Here we that's the my research some of research results. And then here we are, thank you, Dr. DeLong's group supplied the equipment to test the mercury concentration, and then Dr. Wang's lab, the ICP. And then thank you for all your attention for my presentation. Any question or comments? Thank you. Yeah, the colon is also 6 also. Mm-hmm. Okay, we leave more time with other presentations.